Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit WhiteClaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio. It's Whitney.
It's Amy. Hey, you know.
It's Wham.
It's Wham. Bam. I am. Whitney.
Yes.
I have been doing my business and tech report, and I discovered in the business and tech reporting that there is two things.
Okay.
One, we are like setting firework records in this country. Last year, we like
Texas
doubled
our Austin.
The U.S.
Oh, the U.S.
We doubled our, you know,
our firework
use of
intake?
Fireworks. Yes, our firework intake and output. I don't know. Yeah, we doubled our use of fireworks last year.
Okay.
And so this year, what? I know. So this year we're on par. I guess everybody was staying home and wanted to shoot some fireworks up. And this
wherever
year,
wherever you could get a little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun. Yeah, that's right. And people were stuck at home or in their
yards. What's more fun than fire and works?
And so this year we're on par to do the same. But the thing is that we don't have enough fireworks. There's like a shortage. There's like a huge demand.
Oh, no.
I
better go get some because my son is all he's talking about is, can we do some fireworks? Can we do some fireworks?
You better because the prices are going up too, apparently.
Oh,
because we count on China to import these to mm-hmm. or export these to us. And the ports have gotten backed up. The supply chain is backed up.
Listen,
and
whose ports haven't been backed up during this pandemic season?
That's so true. And these are like second tier or second, some I can't remember what they called them, but
not as
like,
important.
Yeah, and because I think they're like fireworks, you know,
right.
So they're demoted a bit in the export
wow.
industry. Yeah, I know. So,
do you do fireworks on 4th of July? Do you typically?
I'm scared.
I'm a big sparkler girl.
I love sparklers.
Those. Don't enjoy black cats, the fireworks, because they're just poppers.
Too loud.
So loud. But my kid wants to like go into a parking lot and like shoot off some bottle rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, first of all, I don't think you're allowed to do it in the city limits.
Bottle
Second
rockets.
Second of all, someone's going to shoot their eye out.
Roman candles.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I'm scared. I have a very healthy fear of blowing up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And burning.
Well, and you
my
have
face.
Girls, which are
right.
not as necessarily excited about, let's put some fire in my hand.
That's right.
And take pictures.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're right. But anyway, tacked onto that, are you going to go see some fireworks? Because I got a list here
oh,
of
you
where
do.
You can see fireworks.
Well, tell me where they're going to be, and then I'll tell you if I'm going to make the journey to
all right.
see them.
Well, first and foremost, we have them in Austin on
yeah.
the 4th of July, which, of course, on Lady Bird Lake. On
Palmer Auditorium or whatever?
Auditorium Shores.
Oh,
yeah.
Auditorium exactly.
Shores.
That's
and
what I said.
The Austin Symphony, you know, shows up and does
and
the
music.
And
it's free. People can go and watch it for free.
I bet it's going to be jam-freaking-packed this year.
I bet you are correct.
It starts at 8 p.m. They call it Vic Mathias Shores, I guess. It's not Auditorium
Ooh,
Shores
hard.
Anymore. But it's, you know, on Riverside, right down the street from where we are. Free, and that is the biggie. And hopefully they've bought all their fireworks already.
Right. I might do that because we have the luxury of being able to park in the Statesman parking lot.
I didn't even think of
And then
of
walking
that.
Over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Or... do you even have to walk over there? Just stand on the bridge. But I bet a lot
could.
Of people do that.
Why don't we have a rooftop here that we could stand on? That's dumb,
I bet we do.
I bet we
just,
don't.
I bet we do.
So the
we
day before, if you want to beat the crowd, there's other stuff you can do.
Yeah, like, lots of places do something on the 3rd,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a thing all day in Round Rock on the 3rd with a parade in the morning and then Frontier Days at Old Settlers Park. And then they're doing a fireworks display in the evening. So that's probably a pretty good alternative. That's in Round Rock again. And then, let's see, Doc's Drive-In is doing something all weekend and on Saturday and Sunday at their Buda location. And they're going to have a fireworks display down there.
On screen? Or like
no,
a virtual?
No, like a real one.
Oh, okay.
And then they're going to show Independence Day
in
the Sandlot. See, you can... there's
I
be
love
some,
the Sandlot.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. And I quote it all the time to my kids. I'm like, you're killing me, Smalls.
That's
you're
the killing movie, me, Smalls. That's the movie that comes from?
Yes.
I never even know that.
It's really
so
funny.
So there's live music there at Doc's Drive-In. And then there's fireworks at 9 p.m. and both the movies at 9:30. So that's
right.
Kind of cool.
That's fun.
I mean, I think that sounds fun. Nutty Brown Amphitheater in Dripping Springs, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. They're going to have Bob Schneider play.
He's so good. I bet stuff. You have to get tickets for that.
I think
though.
You do, yeah. And so you can go to nuttybrown.com, but they'll have Bob playing for...
Bob.
This is on Saturday, the 3rd. So you get a concert with openers and fireworks. So kind of nice. I mean, there's some stuff to do. There's also Elgin. There's Typhoon Texas is doing something. Hill Country Galleria is doing something. Georgetown is doing something, which might be kind of fun, actually. They're doing a big celebration at dusk, too, if you want to get out of Austin. So,
yeah, I think out of those, I would do the Auditorium Shores. Or Vic Mathias Shores,
well,
however.
Yeah, Mathias. Well, I mean, I didn't even finish covering because there's even more stuff going on that day, including Cedar Park, Lakewood Park, more in Buda, Hutto, Dripping Springs at Dreamland. And then
I've never been there.
You know what? I haven't either, and I want to go.
Yeah, me
and
too.
So they're going to have viewing, you know, from the main stage that you can watch the Dripping Springs and stuff. So that sounds kind of cool. And then Del Diamond too is there. I almost said a fight. They have a baseball game that night, and then they're doing the largest post game fireworks of the season.
Oh wow!
And it will be set to patriotic music. So
yeah,
anyway, I think there's a lot of options.
I like the Shores idea.
You do?
I do.
I do. Too. That's what
it's
I want to do.
Free. And it's going
to
be
I want to stumble into sure. somebody's like high-rise apartment and watch it from there.
Oh, who do we know?
Yeah, who do we know?
Who
that's what I want.
Who could it be?
Yeah.